Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Ivan Rice. Rice is a sports editor at the Bourbon County Citizen newspaper in Paris. Ivan and I will come back and talk about the girls and boys 10th region basketball tournaments right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome to Sports Talk. We've got Ivan Rice, the sports editor there at the Bourbon County Citizen newspaper in Paris. And Ivan, thanks for making some time with us, my friend.
Hey, I always enjoy it, always appreciate it, and always glad to be on with you, my man.
I'll tell you one thing. I am flat out exhausted. We're recording this interview Thursday morning. You've been at the girls' region the last 2 days, the boys' region, and I am running on empty today.
Well, so am I, and the reason being is those games we watched the last 3 days. It's been March Madness in the 10th region, girls and boys, and we saw that last night at Mason County, and then we saw it on Monday and Tuesday at Bourbon County. Yes, we worn out, but tonight I feel like we're going to get a break. We're going to get a break tonight.
Let's talk about the boys' tournament, the games that were held on Wednesday night. Mason County wins a thriller over Bourbon County in a game in which Bourbon County, quite frankly, outplayed Mason County. And then that second game, Harrison County wins after being down by three right at the end of the game. They survive in overtime, but you couldn't have two better games to start the boys' 10th region tournament.
That's why I like it in the field house. It's just something about that field house, and when those games are played and that ball goes in that net to help your team win, whatever it does for your team, it's an unbelievable atmosphere. And I thought Derek Robinson in Bourbon County had a great game plan. Many people thought Mason County was going to blow them out, but I felt like the first time Mason and Bourbon played, Bourbon was going through some turmoil, and they didn't see the real Bourbon County team. And last night, Mason County saw it, Bourbon County team. But when Feldhouse fouled out, I thought other kids from Mason County stepped up and did a good job to keep their team in the game and then come away with the win at the end with Hamilton making that layup, missing the free throws, but then Bourbon doesn't caress the rebound. And then Bourbon had a chance of winning at the end. Highlander's shot looked good at the end, but hey, you survive in advance right now, and that's what Mason County did last night. My hat's off to Coach Derek Robinson and Bourbon County. They did a wonderful job, and you're right. They should have won the game. I thought they outplayed Mason County for the most part. But you know what? You win the game on the scoreboard, and that's why Mason County would play Monday night.
And Bourbon County's found their coach. Obviously, Robinson was an outstanding player. They all-time leading scorer. But these aren't your Bourbon County Colonels when I was in high school or the last 15 years or so. I mean, Bourbon County's got a lot of talent. Majority of that team's back, and they're going to be a team to watch moving forward. And Coach Robinson's got them headed in the right direction.
They're easy a top-5 team next year, if not even a top-3 team. Next year, I mean, their nucleus is back. They got the two bigs back. They got Robinson back, Highlander, Jake Scott, Bird. They got everybody back on that floor. They've had a key moment against Mason County. And I told you at the games that they can win the region next year. George Rogers Clark obviously going to be one of the teams up there in Kelman County, but Bourbon County's got enough firepower to win the region next year because Derek Robinson, the man knew how to play when he was at Bourbon and at WKU and even some pro ball. But D-Rob is the man for Bourbon County. He's doing a great job. And the thing about this Bourbon County team, most of them are Bourbon County kids. That's what helps, and that's why a lot of people can get behind them. I mean, they're early wine kid. I mean, they got kids that can play. And next year, you better watch out for Bourbon County. They're not going to be sneaking up on anyone. You got to beat Bourbon County if you want to advance next year.
Yeah, briefly talking about that second game last night. Scott's up 3, 4 seconds to go. The kid misses a free throw. He makes it. The game's over. Smiley makes that 3 in the corner. I didn't think that second game could live up to the first game, but what a finish. Harrison County, they'll now play Mason in the semifinals. Doing some quick research, I believe 1999 is the last time Harrison County made a 10th region championship game, but what a finish there in a game that you thought maybe Scott had in the bag.
Well, the thing about it, just like the Bourbon and Mason game, Harrison County controlled that game all night long until Scott made that run late in the third quarter to take that 41-40 lead, and then Scott seemed like they had control of the game. And you're right, all you got to do is make the free throw, game's over. But to say that that game was going to be better than the Bourbon and Mason game, I would never thought that. And it was. The ending. The ending turned out to be better than the Bourbon and Mason County ending. And with Smiley hasn't scored all game, to have the guts to take that shot, well, you had to. The clock was running out. You had to take it, and he took it right in front of Coach Terrence Brooks. And when he knocked it down, pandemonium went through the field house. It was crazy. It was a great game. And then Harrison County did what they had to do in overtime to secure the win. I mean, that's what you do. You make plays like that, and you make shots like that to help your team win.
Semifinals there on Monday. Again, we're recording this Thursday. I think both of us anticipate Clark County and Campbell County to win. That's going to set up Mason and Harrison Monday at 6, and then Clark and Campbell Monday at 7:30. Should be two outstanding semifinals, and it should be a great crowd Monday night at the Fieldhouse.
It should be an awesome crowd Monday night at the Fieldhouse, and you're right about the games that are going to be, obviously, it's Thursday. It doesn't matter how bad Clark or Campbell County may play. Sometimes teams are just better. They're better than you. Clark is going to be better than Pioneer County. Campbell's going to be better than Bracken County, and they can play their best games and still not be in the game. So come Monday night when Harrison plays Mason and Campbell plays Clark, I've said all along that Campbell County was number one ranked team in the region. I think Campbell County is the favorite to win this region tournament. So that's going to tell you how good this game is going to be between Clark and Campbell. But then again, the Harrison and Mason County game, whoo, that's going to be exciting too. And I know they had a knockdown drag out when they played early in the season, which wasn't too long ago. So Monday night semifinal, the field house should be packed with a lot of fans, because that's how tough that Monday night semifinal is going to be in the 10th region. I always say the 10th region got the best basketball, and it's awesome when it's played at the field house.
Well, who you got? You made a pick there, Campbell, to win it all. Who do you like in the Mason and Harrison game?
I got to go with my man Terrence Brooks. I got to go with Harrison County and my man Caden Custer. I think this is Harrison County's time. I don't think they can beat Campbell in the finals, but I like to see Harrison County in the finals against Campbell County on Tuesday night. But you know what? It could easily be George Rogers, Clark, and Mason County in the finals on Tuesday night. But let me go with Campbell and Harrison County in the championship game on Tuesday night and right to represent us in the state tournament, which I don't think nobody's going to win that first game against the ninth region.
Yeah, we're talking about Clark County, four straight region championships. They lose Ashford to a devastating injury, and certainly prayers for him. Outstanding young man, but I know it's impossible to count out Josh Cook and what he's done there. And it's hard to believe this team's kind of flying under the radar all season before his injury, and now I think they have a little more, I don't know, maybe fire in their belly to get back to Rupp for the fifth straight year.
Well, when you win it that many times, you got that nick. You want to win. You just want to win, and you don't want to be the team that ends that run. But without Ashford, I don't know if GRC has enough to overcome at Campbell County. I just don't think they do. But you're right. Josh Cook is doing his best coaching job right now with this GRC team. I didn't think they could be, what are they, 27-2, 28-2, whatever they are. I didn't think they could do that. But they got some kids that have stepped up this year, Hampton and Gay, and then obviously Ashford, and they got a couple more kids that's done a phenomenal job for George Rogers Clark. And they're not ready to give it up anytime soon. So, yes, you better be ready for them on Monday night, because GRC are the four-time defending champions, and they definitely want to get back to Rupp Arena because they feel like that's their second home away from Wind City and Winchester.
Let's move back over to the girls' side there. Monday night, Monday and Tuesday were first-round games. Of course, Clark dominated Scott, Mason over Nicholas, Pendleton upsets Bracken, and then Campbell County takes out Montgomery. Let's take out the storyline of Clark County. We'll talk about them. But what were your impressions outside of Clark County in those other three first-round games?
Well, those other three first-round games, you're bounding for second place. Somebody's new going to finish second with Montgomery County gone, so you're going to take that region run-up trophy and going to feel really, really happy about it. But we said it at the draw, when we saw the draw on Saturday in Cynthiana, those three first-round games, with the exception of Clark and Scott, were going to be good games, and they all were. I mean, God, they were. Nicholas County and Mason County game was awesome. So was Montgomery and Campbell, and so was Pendleton and Bracken County. I was stunned that Pendleton County upset Bracken County after Bracken County owned them during the regular season, and then they come back, and Pendleton County wins when it counts. And I really thought Pendleton County had the game lost when Patrick Kels got the technical foul. But Pendleton County stood their ground. They made some plays. They wore Bracken County out on the offensive board. And I think that played a big role in the game. But I was stunned that Pelton County beat Bracken County, and I was also stunned that Bracken County didn't give Archibald enough touches late in the game to help them win. But Patrick Couch is moving on, and they got to play a very good Campbell County team, who I thought beat Montgomery County because I thought Montgomery County played their worst game of the year. People say, well, they lost some kids. They lost Reagan on and all that. Well, they beat Ashland without her, and they had Franklin County 27-10 end of the first quarter. So Montgomery County had a good game, but Campbell County had a great game plan. They shut down Hayden Barrett, the 10th region player of the year, Miss Kentucky basketball candidate, held her to 1 point. And when you do that, other kids got to make plays, and they got to make shots, and Montgomery County just didn't do that. That's why Montgomery County did not advance, and Campbell County is moving on. And Campbell County is going to make the region final. It's going to be GRC and Campbell County in the region finals because Pelton County will not play with Campbell County when they play tomorrow night.
Yeah, those two semifinals coming up tonight. It's Mason GRC and then Campbell Pendleton.
Excuse me on that.
Yeah, you're fine. Mason's going in a massive underdog, and Pendleton's going in a massive underdog. Clark County, that was the first time I've seen him in person. And I don't think Aaron Speaks would mind me saying this, the Paris head coach. He kind of joked with me, sent me a text. He says, now coaches know what we have to deal with in the 40th district year in and year out, playing them, how aggressive they are in defense, how good they are, and how they just, quite frankly, make your life a living hell.
Yes, they do. And Coach Speaks and I, the funny thing is Clark County beat Paris by like 65 and 63 during the regular season. How can you be happy when you get beat by almost 40 in the district tournament, but you're happy because you thought your team played well and Paris played well against GRC and still lost by 40? But Speaks was happy after the game, and he felt like if they was playing anybody else on that night, then Paris could still be playing. And this is a rebuilding year for Paris. They're going to make some noise next year, granted. But Coach Speaks is right. Clark County didn't play any region team during the regular season with the exception of their district opponents. Now, they're going to see what the 40th district has to deal with night in and night out when you play a top-ranked team in the state. Yes, I know they don't have CC Byers, but they got some diaper dandies on that team that can make them go, and their defensive pressure is relentless. I mean, they get after you and make you play bad. That's what George Roger Clark does. They make you play bad. I just hate the fact that they're going to have to face Sacred Heart in that first round in the state tournament, but they're going to win it. I'm not knocking Campbell County or the other two teams with Campbell County remaining in the tournament. You're not going to beat George Roger Clark. Robbie Graham does a great job of coaching those kids, and he makes sure that his kids are not flat. He gets on them. He gets on them hard because he knows if you come out flat, anybody can beat you on any given night, but I just don't think nobody in the 10th region is going to do that.
What stood out with me is their defense. I kind of compared it to a boa constrictor, and Robbie gets on his kids, even if they're up 30, subs 5 in, subs 5 out, but he gets those girls to get down and guard, and the physicality they play with, very few teams across the state can match it.
Exactly, and they can't, and that's what Coach Aaron Speaks when we talk about it. You don't know how tough their defense is by watching them on film. You got to play them to see. And Paris and Bourbon County, Montgomery County knows how tough that defensive pressure is, and it's tough. I mean, they're going to make you play bad. They're going to make you turn the ball over. They may not shoot the ball well, but they're going to score more points off of their turnovers, especially that half-court trap. I mean, Robbie gets after those kids, and those kids step up and play because those kids want to keep that tradition going of George Roger Clark Lady Cardinals basketball. Those kids come to Clark County to win. They don't come to Clark County to lose. And that's what you got to respect about the job that Robbie is doing at George Roger Clark. When those kids come in, he sets those kids up, and those kids go out and play, and they perform, and they make George Roger Clark who they are today. And they're a team that's very unbeatable in this 10th region.
Let's move back over to boys, Sweet 16. The dates coming up for that are March 20th through the 23rd. This year, there's a lot of parity. I know Great Crossing at the top. They've got to play Catholic potentially in the championship, Lyon County. There's some other schools. I mean, you could have 8 of the top 10 teams in the state. It should be an outstanding state tournament if it plays out the way it's anticipated to. But what are you looking forward to at the Sweet 16 or teams or matchups? Or what's the storyline?
I love it. You're right about the 11th region, Great Crossing, Lexington Catholic, or even Frederick Douglass. You got teams that can come out of there that can win the state tournament. But then you look at that 9th region. with Newport and Cooper and Cove Catholic, and then you write about Lyon County. Don't ever count out the Louisville Regents. Don't ever count out the 6th or 7th region, the Louisville Regents, because those guys can play too. I tell you what, Manuel and St. X, Trinity, all those teams are good. I feel like if Great Crossing can get to the Sweet 16 or Lexington Catholic can get to the Sweet 16, I think those two teams can win it. I just think the 11th region has been tougher than any other region. No pun intended. The 9th region is really good. Newport can play. Cove Catholic and Cooper can play, but heck, all of them almost got knocked out the other night. But I'm saying I like Great Crossing or Lexington Catholic to win the state. One of the two can reach the Sweet 16, getting out of that very tough 11th region, which I call that a miniature state tournament in itself.
There's been a lot of debate online over the years about the Sweet 16. Do you seed it? Do you keep it the blind draw with the ping pong balls? Do you have a thought or preference on that?
Like I said at the district meeting, I love seeding. I always think a team should get a fair shot at winning the state championship and not playing the state championship game the very first game, because some regions are weaker than other regions. And then sometimes it's not fair. I always said about the 10th region, I'd rather they do away with districts and seed the 15 teams in the region to give everybody a chance like they do in the 15th region. I like seeding, but they got to work the RPI better. The RPI can hurt you. At the same time, it can help you. If you're going to seed, you got to make sure that RBI can count out-of-state opponents. It can count stuff that the naked eye only sees. You cannot seed teams using that RPI unless that RPI is legit. Maybe you might use the media. I don't know, but I'd rather they go with seeding as opposed to the blind draws. It's time, and it needs to happen.
Final thing here. I know we got to poke fun at your Louisville Cardinals a little bit. Is Kenny Payne back next year? And if he's not, who would you hire as the Louisville men's basketball coach?
Payne, shut the program down. Let's go to a JV schedule. Let's play in the Horizon League that we probably can't win. Let's do that for a couple of years. Hey, Kenny Payne, great guy. I think we got some talent there. I've seen it. I've seen how the kids play. I heard the other day that Huntley Hacker just said, don't blame Kenny Payne for what we're doing. Then, okay, guys, so why ain't you stepped up? If I'm Louisville, I'll keep Kenny Payne for one more year. If I'm Louisville.
Ivan, thanks for making some time with us. I know we look forward to getting together at the Sweet 16. I mean, there's three radio stations there. We've got outstanding media members. And I say we have more media credential there than any other region there at the Boys Sweet 16. An awesome time of fellowship and kind of a year-end celebration with everybody there.
Yes, that's what it is. And like I said, no region does it better than the 10th region. And then we go to the state tournament. We all get to come together and have a great time with that fellowship, get some laughs in, and obviously watch some great basketball games.
Hey, Ivan, thanks for making some time with us. I know we're all praying for you here in Maysville, Mesa County. You're a staple in the 10th region. When we see you at games, we know it's big time. And I know everybody's kind of keeping you in your prayers with your health battles, and well wishes to you, and we'll see you down the road.
Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, that was Ivan Rice, a sports editor at the Bourbon County Citizen newspaper in Paris. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services, from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The girls' 10th region tournament continues tonight at Bourbon County. The first semifinal will feature Clark County versus Mason County at 6 o'clock, followed by Pendleton County versus Campbell County at 7:30. The championship game is Saturday at 7 o'clock. You can hear the girls' 10th region tournament right here on Soft 96. Then on Monday, the boys' 10th region tournament resumes at the Mason County Fieldhouse. It's Mason County versus Harrison County at 6 o'clock, followed by Clark County versus Campbell County at 7:30. The championship game is Tuesday at 7 o'clock. You can hear the boys' 10th region tournament also right here on Soft 96. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.